Right, first of all, then, you've had a chance to review the video. Are you going to appeal Turnbull's red card?
No, because it's inconclusive. And that's what we'll get back from the officials and the referee was adamant that it was handball. We're arguing, and so is Ross, that it hit him in the chest. But the actual footage is not conclusive enough to appeal, so I think we're going to have to bite the bullet.
Right. Frustrating then, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, because, at first I thought he was being sent off for bringing the player down. And then we thought, well, he's not even touched the player. The guy's, bats rode the tackle. But it obviously comes back to the handball. So disappointing, yeah, but just sad that we couldn't get the actual footage which showed it clearly hit him on the chest.
So it's a chance then for Davis. In terms of his progression, where's he at then? Because he's had spells, hasn't he? He's had a bit of first-team football. Mm. But how's his development for a young player?
He's done very well. I've got no worries about putting him in, quite honestly. He performed very well up until Ross came back in, the team. And really at that stage, the reason that Ross came in the team, obviously he's a very good goalkeeper, but it was his experience as well, and that's really what had the edge over young Adam before. But he's had a lot of time now. He's trained a lot with us, a lot longer, obviously. He's grown in confidence. His reserve games or his under 21 games have been very good, very solid. So we've got no qualms.
Moving on, any injuries to contend with following the match against Orient the other day?
No, I think we're okay. I think we've managed to keep a clean sheet out of the treatment room. So no, we're okay. The ones that's already out, I don't think, apart from maybe Joe Dudgeon, who has a possibility of being available, I don't think we'll have anybody else coming back.
Do you expect any? I realise some of them are quite long term, but any of the? Do you expect to have the majority of them available again by the new year, I suppose, or by some point during the Christmas period?
Not really, no, because Sam Winnell is obviously longer term. And again, like I said, Joe, I'm hoping it will be okay. So we'll get most of them back, but the one or two will be after the new year.
What impressed you? What changed for you to get this victory against Leighton Orient that you'll need to see more of against Preston?
Well, I think we saw it in the Chester game. Really, I think it was a continuation of that. I think we pressed the ball very, very well as a unit. We looked quite strong and disciplined in what we did, defensively in particular. The last two games that we've had, I don't think the opposition have had really any efforts at goal. So that starts from the front, and I think they've been setting the tone for us. The two strikers in particular. Have really put a shift in out of possession more than anything, and I think that in itself has been a big help to everybody else, because it just you see your front men pressing the back four, if you like, and really putting them under pressure. It gives you a big lift if you're in behind them, and you can't do anything but supplement that.
This is a big step up, isn't it? Preston are flying right now. Leighton Orient, not a bad team, perhaps underperforming at the moment. Preston are a good team, performing very well.
Well, they are, yeah. They're in good form, aren't they? They've had some very good results in recent weeks. And so, yes, we'll be in front of a very stern test for us. But as I said before, we've played teams this year in the league. It's been at the top of the league, and we've performed well against them. And I expect us to do the same against Preston. They're in a great form at the moment, but they're not unbeatable, like all teams in this league. On any given day, we can all upset each other, So we'll be going there full of confidence, obviously, with the two performances we've just had, back-to-back and clean sheet. So, we'll be going there with a great deal of hope that we can get the 3 points.
What are Preston's strengths, then? Why are they able to do what they're doing right now?
Well, they don't concede very much. They're a very strong, disciplined team. They don't too often let many goals in, and that's been the backbone of the results. And they've got the strikers who can hit the back of the net. They've had, I think they've missed a couple of the lads who've been injured for long term now. But bringing Jermaine Beckford in, obviously with Davis as well, so I think they've got a formidable front line, a very experienced front line. But again, as I said, we can big each other's teams up if you want, but we think we've got enough to get a result.
They're perhaps testament to the evolutionary process, aren't they? Because they've been a League One team for a couple of years now, got stronger and stronger, near miss last year against Rotherham United, and this year just seem a bit better again.
Well, they do, and they seem to obviously have that that fight in them that they want to go one step further this year, or this season. That is for sure. But I think with Simon as well, you know, a very experienced manager now. You know, he knows the league and he knows what it takes to get him out. And they're on the right track at this moment in time. And you know, beginning the season, I thought they'd be one of the contenders, and I'm certainly convinced now they will be fighting for one of the top two places.
See, Barnsley in a position right now where I could ask you about how important is it just to keep the relegation zone at breathing space. But on the other side of that, how important is it for a bit of form so that the top six or seven don't get too far away?
Well, they're not, are they? You know, that's, and I think that's given everybody encouragement, not just Barnsley. You know, I think we're all encouraged that the top six places, or four of the top six at the moment, look as if they're touchable. You know, so yeah, I think it's great. I mean, it's something to look forward to. We're going to the new year with a cup, you know, to play with Middlesbrough, and also, you know, with a chance of getting closer to those top six places. So, yeah, it is. It's very tight, and as you said, at the bottom, you know, I think we're 6 points from that area, and we're 4 points from the top area. So, it is very, very tight. And but as I say, I think every club that's in and around us will look at it exactly the same.
You started to settle in your mind on the team you feel will best bring a consistent run of results for you now, injuries aside.
Well, we are. You know, we've tried different formulas. We've tried different systems. We seem to be very, very solid when we play as we did on Saturday. We certainly don't afford the opposition many chances, and haven't done the two games, as I said. So yes, we've got to be looking to strengthen that. And but I think the beauty is that we can change the system if we need to, and we've shown we could be quite flexible in that respect.
Given they have got a few injuries at the moment, and the winners of this world are perhaps a few more weeks away, does that put an added emphasis, impetus on trying to get somebody in early in January?
Well, we'd like to, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that's particularly why. You know, I think we'd like to do our business early if we can anyway. You know, I think that, you know, we don't want to get to the back end and not have the first targets that's available to us not there. You know, we'd like to get something done straight away as early as we possibly can, so you know we can settle everything down, and the ones that may be coming in January, possibly in one or two cases, may not be for now. You know, they might be for the future anyway, but we'd still like to do some business as soon as we can. Yeah.
Would you like to keep all of the loan players that you've had over recent months and keep them till the end of the season?
Well, I think we have to discuss that. I think the clubs that that obviously the parent clubs, they'll be the judge and jury on that, I suppose, as to whether they think they've done well and whether they think they should carry on if they've played enough games, etc., etc. I think we've covered all or most of that criteria anyway. But then again, it's just getting some sort of agreement with them, you know, for one reason or another. So I'd like to think we'll be in there with a shout with them. I'm not confident we'll be able to keep all of them. You know, because obviously, from our point of view, the Mindstopper's bringing somebody else in. You know, so we've got to look at that as well.
There's two sides to that. There's the Ramage of this world who've done really well for Barnsley, and Keith Tracy, we've perhaps not seen the best of him. I mean, in your mind, does he warrant maybe a second look later in the year or not?
Of course he does. Yeah, the boy's a quality player. You know, and we haven't seen anything like he can play. You know, we've seen little cameos of him coming on, but really not doing what we know he can do. You know, and until we can start to see that, get the best out of him, you know, then it will be little cameo roles. But it's really down to himself. He's got to really come to the plate, particularly, you know, in this period now and then into the new year, and show us what he's about, because the boy's a quality player, and that's why we brought him in.
Could the same still be said, different circumstances contract-wise, but be said for Leiter?
Leroy, I think Leroy's done great. I mean, on Saturday when he came on and obviously when Ross was sent off, I think he played that lone striker role absolutely brilliant for us on Saturday with the 10 men, and I think that everybody saw, you know, what commitment he's got to us. And I think it's just been very unfortunate, really, that, you know, throughout this campaign so far, the strikers have done very well who've come in. And I've been very pleased with him. I thought, you know, the last two games with Devante and Kane, they've done superbly well, you know. And if it's a case that Leroy's only playing a bit part role, then we might have to sit down and talk to him about it, you know. And but at this morning, Sam, he's been brilliant. His training's been fantastic. He's been on every training session. He's never missed a training session at all. So in that respect, you know, he seems like he's more than content to, you know, to do his bit when he's needed. And I think that's all we can ask for him.